Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, Cox Health Center in Willow, Frigga Tire Service Incorporated, G&W Foods, Monarch Realty, Ozarks Healthcare, Shelter Mutual Insurance Agent Robert Hollis, Simmons Bank, State Farm Insurance Agent Justin Shelby, West Plains Bank and Trust, and Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet. Now let's take you straight into the game with our play-by-play pros, Marty Spence and Larry Spence.
The Brent Colley Court. It's the first time the Bears have been home in a long, long time. It's a home game for the Bears tonight as they take on the Houston Tigers. Also, it's been a hoop-waiting night, so a little late getting started tonight, but we're on the air. The Bears are now on the court and warming up. It's we're about 6.5 minutes away from tip-off of this SCA Conference game, first SCA Conference game of the year for the Bears, as they look to get back in the win column after a disappointing performance last Saturday in Hollister, where they were kind of numbed to sleep by the Hollister Tigers, who won the game 65-62. So a big game for the Bears, Marty, and hopefully they'll get things kind of back on track a little bit. Boy, that old 3-2 zone's been killing the Bears.
Yeah. Did not result in a win for the Bears, and probably the most disappointing loss on the schedule to date. And it dropped the Bears back to 500 at 6-6. And just kind of a disappointing run for this team. They lost four out of their last six games after really playing well in both those opening season tournaments.
Right.
And then went to Altman, got a win, but ever since the post-Christmas two games have started, they really haven't been able to click. I know there was some illness during the blue and gold, and the Bears just trying to get back on track. And being back here at home, like you mentioned, this is the first game, first boys high school basketball game in Mumford Gym since February 13th of 2024. So just about, well, a little over 11 months from now since we've had high school boys game in this gym. That was a 55-53 win over the Kabul Bulldogs, which was a really good game, and beat the Bulldogs for the last game of the regular season last year. But nice to be at the home court for the first time in just about a year, and hopefully that will mean good things for the Bears. The Houston Tigers coming in 2-8 on the season. This is a program that had a winning season back in 2020, but other than that, in the last 15 or 20 years, they've not had a winning season other than that one season. So this has been a program that's had a hard time putting it together in basketball. Those two wins, they've beaten Koshkonong and beat Alton by 1 point earlier in this season. Last year, Houston was 6-19, lost to Willow 56-46, but I remember that game at Houston that the Tigers gave the Bears a really good game until the fourth quarter when the Bears finally kind of pulled away a little bit, but the Tigers were with the Bears for the majority of that game. They've got some athleticism that we saw in football. A lot of those kids play basketball, too.
Arthur and Riley. And
yes.
Those are two names that are stars on their football team and are also on their basketball team. So I'm sure they are the athletic guys out there, and they are both very, very good.
Tigers have a first-year head coach. His name is Daniel. You going to try it?
Marinich.
All right, that's pretty good. I think that's right. And Coach Marinich, in his first year, he's been an assistant for the Tigers the last couple years.
And he used to call him Coach Dan.
Coach Dan.
Okay,
well,
we can
do that, too. That might be a little... But I think there's just one more Friday home game in this season, so those Friday home games are rare, and the place is packed tonight. It's Hoop Queen. Congratulations to senior Sydney Seiker. She is your Hoop Queen for 2025, and she was joined by senior candidates Madison Bay, Nicole Barnett, junior princess Sophie Jackson, sophomore princess Allie Adams, freshman princess Carly Green, and of course the flower girl Paisley Jones, and crown bearer William Swallum. Returning queen was Lilia Lea. So the Bear crowd has enjoyed Hoop Queen. The JV got their second straight Turbo Cross game and another victory for a JV team that's playing really well.
Yeah, yeah, that JV team, they struggled a little bit earlier in the year, but of course it's always the opponents that you play sometimes makes that happen. But anyway, they've looked good here in the last couple of games.
Getting ready for the starting lineup, the national anthem here in just about a minute. Adam Haji is here to sing the national anthem, former choir director for the Willow Springs Bears.
Yeah.
He moved to Arkansas, but still a friend of Bear Nation, and he is here tonight to sing the national anthem, and I know Bear fans will enjoy that. That'll be a bit of a blast from the past. Mumford Gym's had a little bit of renovation. There's a new mat on the wall with the Willow Springs Bears logo on it, so safety mat over on the wall opposite of the stage, and then two new banners.
A couple of new banners, yes.
Here at the gym, the second place golf banner is hung, as well as the fourth place softball banner. Those are state banners that now hang in Mumford Gym, and some added hardware to the wall over there, and that's nice. That's nice to see, and I think they're going to honor both those teams later in the season.
Paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement. We're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
YouTube live stream, if you'd like to hear Adam Haji's rendition of our national anthem in front of a
tonight, the Bears play host to the Houston Tigers in an NBA conference game. The Tigers will be visitors on the scoreboard and will be wearing red and black. They're coached by Daniel Naramsich and assisted by Rodney Preheim. Starting tonight for Houston, at guard, a 5'5 senior, number 0, Ezekiel Brain. At guard, a 6'1 senior, number 1, Jordan Arthur. At guard, a 5'10 junior, number 3, DJ Riley. At forward, a 5'11 senior, number 5, Nick Dennis. And at center, a 6'5 senior, number 50, Russ Anderson. Coach Narancich and the Houston Tigers.
25, Houston in their road red with the white trim. We are just up. Big crowd, Friday night basketball. Bears trying to get back on the right side of 500. There's the whistle, and before the whistle, Colby got a little excited and knocked it out of the official's hands. The whistle. Oh boy. Lee made a cut, and Rogers threw it away, an unforced turnover on the Bears starts things off. Maybe the Bears settle down. Riley brings it into the front court, gives it up to Arthur. Arthur goes to the left block, draws the defense, pushes it back to Riley, runs into a trap, back to Arthur. Arthur in the paint, gets to the block, throws it up, count it, and one. And immediately you see the athleticism, two names I called on that possession, Arthur and Riley.
They were the two that handled the ball that whole possession.
Chase Rock.
Senior will come out of that, I'm sure.
3-0, Houston on top to start things. Full court press by the Tigers. Bears in the backcourt, still working ahead to Rogers. Rogers lob pass ahead to Brady James. Brady to the right side, back up to Colby up top. He'll take a long three. It's too hard off the back of the rim. Rebound comes out long to Dennis. Dennis in traffic. Flips it back to Grange. Grange. What'll be faced? Fourth turnover on Houston. Tigers lead it 3-0. Lee left side for Brady James. Brady looks over the defense. Spins it, top of the key for Caden Lee. Into the corner for Rogers. Rogers. And Houston drops into a 2-3 zone. A little different look, but still a zone defense.
Yeah.
Of course, didn't think they would do it, but they are. Rogers. Up top, Caden Lee takes the shot, drives in, draws the foul, and heads to the line shooting two for the Bears. Two. See what works against that. And you got leaning shot. With 6:37 to go in the first quarter. Working on Rogers, gets to the free throw line, gets bumped. Maintains the dribble, and now Colby James takes it away. Colby on a break, one-on-one, to the block, to the basket, down it at one. And Colby will go to the line with a chance for a three-point play and a chance to give the Bears their first lead of the night.
That was just an aggression.
Colby's free throw is good, and the Bears are on top. 4-3, 6:23 left to go first quarter. DJ Wright across the court to Arthur on the right side, into the corner for Grange. Grange, pass tip, stolen by Brady James. Ahead to Rogers. Jace to the basket, layup is good. Contact late, no whistle. Rogers gets the basket, and the Bears have doubled up Houston 6-3. 2 minutes in. Grange across the court. The senior dribbles to the left side, draws the defense. Riley up top for three, got it. DJ Riley ties it up. Six apiece, and the Bears get caught over and back on the exchange, just trying to inbound the ball. And they turn it over. Those are get a couple of those little mental lapses here in the first couple of minutes. For the Tigers.
Riley will trigger the inbound. Right underneath the basket. Lobs it out to Grange. He's got wide open lane for three. No good. Rebound tipped. Brady James comes away with it. Looking down the floor. Gets across midcourt. Gets the lead. Right back to James. Colby in the corner. To the baseline. To the basket. Shot up. Nobody's fouled. And Colby will go to the line. Shooting two for the Bears. And it kind of feels like what? Free throws, good. The senior into the lineup for the Tigers. Three team fouls already on Houston here in the first couple of minutes. Second shot by Colby is in and out. Missed them both. Tigers have the rebound. They'll one-arm it ahead to Riley. Riley, pull back three from the left side. No good. Rebound Rogers at the free throw line. Rogers across midcourt. Chase to the right side. Crosses it over. Free throw line. Jumper. Good. Rattles in. And the Bears back in front. 8-6. That's Rogers. Yes. Grange across midcourt. Grange takes the screen. Looks for some action. Bears in a man's defense. DJ Rogers. Grange fouled by Colby James. Colby went for the steal, commits the foul, and the Tigers will take it out of bounds. Second team foul on the Bears. Eight. Move in the paint, left it short. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Willow. And it will stay with the Tigers. Houston 2-8. Lobs it up to the big. Maybe his first touch. Long three ball by Arthur is good. Contested three, I should say. It wasn't that long, but there's that hand in his face. Makes it anyway. 9-8. Houston back in front. Colby to Brady. Brady James on the left wing. He'll dribble to the logo. Now give it to James Dean. Long shot from the free throw line. Won't go. Rebound Tigers. Riley through traffic. Gives it ahead to Grange. Grange on the left side. Draws the defense. Needs some help to get it. Arthur goes baseline over Brady James. Lays it up and a charge called. No, he changed it. He started to call charge and then he changes to a blocking foul. So, basket good. I think he's telling 50-50, so he went the other direction. The shot. Basket it. Basket is good. So, Arthur for the chance for a three-point play. Again. And he connects, makes it a 4-7. The Tigers, Rogers, got to get it across the court, and he does. James, then Brady James, right side, open three, got it. Brady from beyond the arc, and the Bears back to within one.
Need a stop, need a defensive stop.
Coming on the Tigers. That'll be their fourth team foul.
With
the Bears will take it back.
With 3:44 left to go in the quarter, it looks like he's going to be shooting free throws before the end of the quarter.
Yeah.
Committing the foul for Houston.
He's being trailed, gets it ahead to James Dean, makes a nice move on the baseline, leaves it up and in. 13-12, Bears on a 5-0 run, back in front with 3.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Riley, fake pass, he'll give it up to Grange on the right side. Grange to the top of the key, forces one up, no good, wide right off the backboard.
And the ball goes out of bounds off Houston. It'll be bare ball. Substitution for the Tigers, 0-1. Senior checks in, and Brady Altermat comes in for the Bears. Brady Altermat. Colby, pullback three from the right wing. It's short. Rebound, Houston. Bruce pulls down the board, gets it ahead to Arthur. Tigers looking to regain the lead. Arthur pulls.
Wow, 2:55 left to go in the first quarter, already shooting free throws. That's not a good sign.
Should be a free throw. Yeah, that's what the Willow coaches are saying. So,
testing
with a couple players down.
Yeah,
two fouls.
Testing that Tiger bench early.
First one is up and good. Dylan Zurich, senior, comes in for the Tigers. So Coach Mann having to use his best a little bit in the first quarter. 15-12, Bears by three. 3 minutes left to go, first quarter. Root. Half court trap by the Bears. He throws it away. Works to perfection for Bears in the back. Colby and Jace in the back. Baseline runs into traffic. Pull up jumper from the block goes in. And whistles blow. And a that would be up. Got a very seasoned defender. He didn't hesitate to make that call, and the Bears get another turnover again. The half-court trap, and the Tigers throw it away again. Bears getting some turnovers with some good encouraging to see. 2:20. Once again, Colby at the logo. Gets it across the timeline. Colby drifts up top, takes the screen to the right side for Brady and gets it right back. Colby to the free throw line. Pull-up jumper is no good. Rebound Arthur underneath. Arthur dribbles through traffic. He's got three guys in front of him. Puts it up anyway and gets it to fall. That's just athleticism from Arthur. Arthur has 12 points here in the first quarter. 12 of the Tigers, 14. It's a three-point game. Dayton Lee breaks the press. Lee, nice move to the block. To the basket layup is good.
Good to see the freshman doing that. I like it.
Lee's showing his athleticism, and the Bears back in front by 5 with 1:30 left to go in the first quarter, and there's Colby picking up his second foul as he went for the steal on Root at midcourt. So a significant foul for the Bears, as that's 2 on number 1.
Comes with 1:35 left to go in the quarter, so that'll bring in Blaine off.
Takes off, spins it back. Three ball is away right side. It's short, rebound by Brady James. Brady spins it ahead to Altermat. Blaine with the layup, counted and one. Great vision by Brady James to find him down there, and Blaine with the finish. And a chance for a three-point play. Puts the Bears up by 7. Root chance to really finish the first quarter with some momentum.
Root
picks up the back. Ultimate. Arthur trots it across midcourt to the free throw line. Arthur to the left side. Open three. No good. Rebound comes out long, and Blaine Altermat has it.
Blaine has the lead down the floor.
For it, but I don't think Caden even touched him.
It'll be the fifth team foul.
Free throw is short.
It's his first miss.
But the Bears make one guy have a really great night with the opposing team, and right now it's Arthur. Second free throw is short. Missed them both. Rebound tipped, though, right back to Root. Puts it off the glass. No good. Rebound Brady Altermat. Hands it to Brady James across midcourt. James to the free throw. We've had more free throws in this quarter than we've feels like we've had in some games this year.
Yeah.
Definitely a lot of whistles tonight. Free throw. We'll be on the bench, so Brady, the only James on the floor. Free throw is good. James Dean comes in for Brady Altermat. 49. DJ Riley and Arthur. Scores for the Tigers so far. Root loses the ball from the left wing, and they're going to say a reach-in foul on James Dean, and it will send Houston back to the line to shoot free throws.
Yeah, there's a lot of balls here in the first quarter.
Root's first score. Root's free throw is good. Root becomes the third. Make the good. 23-16. And again, the press from the Tigers. Bears will try to break it without Colby in the lineup. They get it ahead to Lee. Lee to Rogers. Gets it across midcourt to Brady James with 25. And we'll see if the Bears want to run the clock down here. Houston in the zone. Brady at the logo puts it on the floor to Rogers on the right side with 10. Up top. Rogers with 6. Rogers with 4. With 3. With 2. Lee mishandled the pass. And he stepped out of bounds. No? What are they going to call it? Yeah, they said he stepped. In front of the Houston bench, drained the three with .6 on the clock, and the Bears in the first quarter up 26-16. We'll be back in a 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24-7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team.
Brings Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
last play. I think Jace Rogers actually lost the ball. He wasn't passing it, I don't think, to Brady James, and I think it went off of a Houston Tiger. So, anyway, that's then. Play by the Bears. Great ending to the first quarter. We start quarter number two with the Bears leading 26-16. DJ Riley to the paint, to the basket, layup, no good, but he's fouled. And DJ will go shoot a couple of free throws.
Probably ultimate. I think Blaine probably got that foul.
We're going to get a lot. First time. Bears start with Colby James back on the floor with two fouls. Free throw is no good by Riley. Colby Brady, James Dean, Blaine Altermat, and Caden Lee, five on the floor for the Bears as we start quarter number two. Second shot. 26-17 is the Bear lead, 7:50. Let's go first half. Colby motors through traffic, gets it ahead to Dean. Dean, nice pass to Blaine. Altermat lays it up and in.
Good pass right there.
Bears by 11. Tigers in the backcourt. Right. Walks it across the midcourt. Looking on Lee. Get it to Arthur on the right wing. Arthur. Dribbles top of the key. Brady James on him, and Blaine Altermat nearly picks his pocket. Ball's loose. Picked up by the Tigers.
Having a hard time hanging on to it.
Has it. Lots of contact and a travel call.
Good on Dennis. Good harassment by Blaine Altermat that time. He just kept after him.
He's going to come out, but his coaches are they're giving him a lot of praise for that play.
He really worked that.
Lots of contact. Bears were able to avoid the foul and get the turnover.
Yep.
Rogers walks it across midcourt. Caden Lee on the left side, and now a foul coming on the Tigers. Bears, rather.
It's on James Dean, probably. He's hit the floor.
Offensive foul on Dean.
Second foul on
Dean. He's going to come out. Brady Altermat back in. Tigers with the ball. Two quick fouls on the Bears here in the first minute of the second quarter. To the basket, layup is good. Over Arthur, and the Bears go up by 13, 30-17. 6:50 to go. To the left wing, to the baseline. Runs out of real estate, gives it to Brady Altermat. Brady trying to get a shot off, gives it to Brady James, and the paint won't go. Rebound tipped back to Grange. Houston back the other direction. Cross midcourt, lob it ahead to Dennis on the left wing. Dennis. And the coach, I thought it was tipped maybe by Houston, but they're going to say off of Willow, and it'll be a turnover on the Bears. Pace has picked up. Willow. DJ. Little stutter step by Riley. And the Tigers turn it over again. Their turnovers are mounting.
They have eight turnovers. The Bears have four.
Brady James bounced it ahead to Lee. Lee, wide open three right side. No good off the back of the rim. Rogers has the rebound. Pull-up jumper left side. Count it and one.
So probably should have been a foul earlier on that, but it worked out for the Bears as Jace is able to get an and one out of it.
Rogers got it in the face on the rebound, but no call. But then on the shot, he got the call.
Let's see who that's the song. Rogers at the line to complete the three-point play, and he does. And a timeout. Houston is going to take a timeout. Leads the Tigers 33-17. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
5:53 left to go here in the half with the Bears up 33-17 over the Houston Tigers. Tigers will have... Bears have turned... Bears get it to Colby. Colby left wing, goes baseline, and draws the foul. That'll be the second team foul on the Tigers, and the Bears will take it out of bounds. That's one of their starters. Hasn't really been a scoring factor, but he's got three fouls. Harris, inbound is tip, taken away by Root. Underneath for the Tigers, a turnover on the Bears. Riley across midcourt. Riley, open three, left side, no good. Rebound, Rogers underneath. Jake sends out of traffic across midcourt. Gives it to Colby, left side, three ball, in and out. Rebound tip, and Grange picks it up for the Tigers. Grange across midcourt. Grange.
I think Thompson's going to get called for the foul.
Thompson's just into the game.
I would not be.
No, nope.
They're going to come.
I didn't think he was anywhere
around.
Huh. Third team foul already on the Bears here in the second quarter.
Play for the Tigers. Root gets the open jumper. And it's 33-19, Willow, with 4:45 to go in the first half. Bears get it to Thompson, bounces it ahead to Lee. Lee, left wing, left block. Great jump by Lee, and Brady Altermat put it in. Here goes Houston on the other end, and a foul called as Grange took it to the hole. Looked like could have been a charge there, but again, the top.
Yes. Lee gets his second personal foul for the Bears and their fourth team foul of the half, the quarter.
Grange will go shoot a couple of free throws with 4:28 to go in the half. Hoop court here at Mumford Gymnasium. First home game of the year for the Willow Springs Bears. Free throw is good. A laser beam that goes in for Grange. Brady James back into the action. Lee will take a break. He has two. Colby James has two. Grange. Nearing the halfway point in the second quarter. Full court press by the Tigers. Colby breaks it himself. Gets it to the right side. Colby backpedals. Pass tipped. Out of bounds off Houston. It will stay with Willow. Great effort by Zeke Grange for the Tigers. Tigers are... Not sure there's going to be some... Colby across midcourt for the Bears. Tigers back in his own defense. Jake. Colby. And Coach Ford is going to take a timeout. Got frustrated with the ball movement of the Bears against the zone. It'll be a 30-second time away. We'll come right back. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For all your...
Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
coach for him. Dolby to Thompson on the left side. Get it to Rogers. Rogers attacks, gets to the block, spins, tries to throw it back to Thompson. It's picked off, though, by Atkinson. The Bears turn it over. Bears been a little loose with the basketball here in the first half. Tigers with Arthur back up to Riley at the logo. Pump fake inside. He'll drive and tipped by Brady James, but taken back by the Tigers. Atkinson has it up top. That's not where the Tigers want him. Takes a big jump stop, flips it back to Arthur. Arthur in the paint, runner goes down. And the Tigers on a bit of a run. They pulled to within 12. 6-0 run now. Bears across midcourt. Need a basket. Rebound DJ Riley. Riley throws it over the head of Grange out of bounds. The Tigers give it back. With 3:06 to go in the first half, Bears leading by 12.
Gotten ragged here in the last couple of minutes.
Thompson checks out. Blaine Altermat back in. Blaine's played some good minutes.
He has.
Brady James into the corner for Blaine Altermat. Back to Colby on the right wing. In the corner, Brady James. Brady, long is no good. Rebound DJ Riley. Riley skies in for another board. He'll lob it ahead. Carew through the hands of Atkinson. Another turnover for the Tigers. Colby, full head of steam to the basket, left it short, and it's all red jerseys for the rebound. Sloppy play on both teams here in the last minute or two. Root up top, looking for a screen. Throws it to Grange on the right wing. Grange looking underneath. Gets away, puts it up, no good. Atkinson skies in for the rebound, throws it back to Root for three, no good. Rebound Brady James. Brady head to Blaine Altermat. Blaine has it tipped away, back to Brady James at the top of the key. Blaine Altermat left side for three, got it. Blaine Altermat for three, and the Bears go up by 15 with 2 minutes left to go in the half.
In the madness here, in the madness.
We got to win. Angel tie his shoe. Caden Lee back in. Colby James will take a seat. Probably be done for the half with two fouls. Wells comes back in for Houston, replacing Atkinson. And now James Dean, a late substitution, runs in for the Bears, replacing Brady Altermat. Arthur will inbound to Riley at the logo. Root on the right side. Pass tip by Dean, taken by Lee, ahead to Brady James. Brady lays it up and in. 40-23 Bears. 1:40 to play in the half. Riley across midcourt. Bears in a 2-3 zone. Arthur on the left side. Up top, Root contested three, won't go. Dean with the rebound. Flips it to Rogers across midcourt. Into the corner, Brady James for three.
It is the mission of Cox Health Center in Willow Springs to be the best for the community we serve by showing safety, compassion, respect, and integrity. As part of that mission, our nurse practitioners are offering extended hours on most days beginning at 7:30 a.m. Our mission, vision, and values are at the core of everything we do every day. Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, located on Main Street next to Booster Field.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
The Dean layup is good. Great ball movement by the Bears, and Willow goes up 48-23 with 40 seconds to go in the half. Arthur tries to get around Brady James. Rogers with a straight steal. Jace across midcourt. Rogers to the right side, and he's fouled. No, this is how he carried the ball.
That's because he got fouled. Right.
Seconds to go in the half. Hoop Queen at Mumford Gym, and it's been a fun first half for Willow with a big lead on the Houston side. Left side, Grange with three, with two, pitches it left wing, shot up, no good at the buzzer by Wells. And the Bears will head to the locker room, leading 50-23. We will take a 3-minute time away and come back with your halftime stats. We'll update you on Lady Bear basketball and take a peek at what the Bears' week looks like next week. Again, this
to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement. We're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Give Local First is a local registered 501c3 organized by people who are local to our area. Give Local First fundraises throughout the year and puts the money back into our communities where there's a need. Since 2014, over $215,000 has been distributed in Howell, Ozark, Douglas, Oregon, Shannon, Texas, and Wright counties. For more information or to donate, visit givelocalfirst.org or call 417-256-3131.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team.
So, you're looking to customize your vehicle. Start at Frigga Tire with custom wheels and add a set of new tires to complete the look. The professionals at Frigga Tire are ready to serve you and help you create the customizable look you've been wanting. Frigga Tire is located to the right, just off the Business 60 exit in Willow Springs. Stop by and see how they'll get you started in creating your dream look. Frigga Tire is a proud supporter of the Willow Springs Bears.
Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
Tonight's sideline sponsors include Mid-Ozark Insurance. Now back to the game.
Night in Willow Springs as the Bears take on the Houston Tigers. And remarkable note ending the first half. Well, I think it is pretty remarkable anyway. With about, 2 minutes to go, something like that in the half, the Bears were up by 12, 35-23. The next 2 minutes, the Bears went on a 15-0 run.
Wow.
And they're up 50-23 here at the halftime. Wow. That is, that's pretty remarkable. That was crazy. Anyway, it was fun to watch and hopefully fun for you guys at home, too. Here's the way the scoring went in the first half. Brady James, he had another night like this up in the Blue and Gold tournament. Anyway, for tonight in the first half, he's hit four threes. He has 18 points to lead all scorers. Jason Rogers has nine. Colby James has three. That's very unusual. 7 points for Lee. 7 points for Blaine Altamat. 4 for James Dean and 2 for Brady Altamat. A little more scoring. It's been dispersed
more
a little
balance.
Bit. More balanced scoring
like
by
that.
The Bears. And that is good. That says good things about the Bears. And they got on some fast breaks and that put on quite a show. Anyway, the Bears had 12 rebounds the first half and 7 turnovers. Turnovers up a little bit. And they were 7 of 11 from the free throw line for the Houston Tigers. But wound up with 14 points for the half to lead their team in scoring. Grange had 2, Riley had 4, and Root had 4, and that was the scoring for the Houston Tigers, who also had 12 rebounds in the first half. And they were 6 of 9 from the free throw line. Turnovers, kind of a big factor for them. They turned the ball over 13 times in that first half. So, good half of the Bears. Home Cookin' apparently agrees with them. They saw the zone a little bit and were able to overcome that and created a flurry there in the last 2 minutes and a half, creating turnovers, fast breaks, and all kinds of wonderful, spectacular things that you like to see if you're a spectator at a ball game like this.
It'll make the home come back
for
watch some more basketball, and they'll have an opportunity. Tuesday night, the Bears will be back home against the Gainesville. Friday, they'll be traveling to Mansfield to take on the Lions, so a couple of non-conference games next week for the Bears. But some good. But, nothing. The team is a better team than we played at Hollister last Saturday. And
more athletic, for sure.
And yet here we are leading by 27 and a half, and that's what's a little frustrating about the Bears this season is that tendency to sometimes play down to the competition. But the Bears have certainly pressed on the gas tonight and enjoy a big halftime lead. So
sure that before a packed crowd here like this tonight, it's good for school spirit too.
Yeah, it is. It's, you know,
it really
it's
is.
Just fun to look around and watch. The kids and the fans mingling and enjoying the sporting event. We just really haven't had a lot of that in basketball season.
Not at all. Football. We haven't had any at all because this is our
the group. So the Lady Bears, speaking of Coach Cox and the Lady Bears, 9-5 on the season, and they won consolation in the Mountain Grove tournament, but they had a rough week. This week, a couple of big conference games.
They're pretty good.
Yeah, they are pretty good, but unfortunately didn't get the victory on either of those games. Lost to Liberty 43-39 on Monday, and then lost to Thayer, a really good Thayer team, 63-49 last night, but Mr. Cochran was there giving me updates, said that we were right there with them until the end. So
if I remember that Thayer team's got a bunch of young
back on the right side of things. Monday, they'll be here at Humphrey Gym against Bakersfield. So Monday night, you can watch the ladies against Bakersfield, and then Tuesday, the boys will take on Gainesville. We're just starting the third quarter. We will take one more 60-second time away and come back to the third quarter of Bear Basketball. Bears leading the Tigers at halftime 50-23, back in 60. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUT.
If you have 10...
Back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Welcome back. Smith Collie Court has seen has been hot tonight for the Bears, especially Brady James. Anyway, Bears leading the Houston Tigers in their opener of the SEA season. 50-23 is the numbers for the Bears in the first half, and they. I still was that flurry at the end of the half was I couldn't keep up. I had to pay attention to what Marty was saying because I was trying to write down who was scoring and all of that. So it was fun. It was fun. Pick up where they left off as we start the third quarter, and the Bears with the dribble to the left side. Lee lobs it to Rogers, back out to Colby. Colby, right side, jumper is short, rebound, Houston. Tigers. Just one, I think, on Houston with three. One of the Grange has two. Comes a long three. It's an air ball for the Tigers into the hands of Colby James. Colby down the floor to Brady. Brady to the basket, reverse layup is good. Colby's having a night. For Brady, right? Having a night. Little brother has 20. And we're just 52-23 lead. Tigers go to work. Arthur to the basket. Left it a little short. Rebound by James Dean. Rogers down the floor to Lee. Layup is good. Bears playing quickly.
Take one!
Taking points off the board. Foul. Then on Riley. Yes, or rather Arthur, I believe. Okay, second foul on Arthur. Yeah. Colby to the left side. Looking at Colby at the logo. But trying to attack here on the right wing, up top, Dean in the corner. Brady James, long two, no good off the back of the rim. Rebound, tipped and controlled by Lee. Back to Dean. Dean to Rogers in the paint, and an intentional foul called on the Tigers. 50, I think, through the foul. Our official. It'll be on Atkinson. I didn't see it on the rebound, and that's the last I saw. And then an official got in the way, and they called the foul. Dean is by. Bears will have the ball after the free throw by James Dean. Second. Is the 6:14 to go in the third quarter, and Willow will have the ball at midcourt.
Hoop Queen Dance will follow the game. And I know the administrators up. Kids are going to get the Lee into the corner. Scoring a little bit. 6 points tonight for Colby. Been in some foul trouble. Arthur the other way for the Tigers. Underneath to Grange. Grange baseline travel. And a turnover on the Tigers.
Good move by the Tigers to get somebody open underneath, but then Grange walked with the ball because of the Springs defense.
Tigers are pull away. Now leading 58-23. Head to on the floor in the paint, shot blocked, and a charge called as Brady James takes another. The charge artist.
Oh, there'll be an award for that.
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
On the team. That was on Dennis. It's his fourth foul. That's on Dennis.
So Dennis.
Personal fouls on Houston this quarter.
Home opener here at Mumford Gym. Brady James left side. Colby at the logo. Right side for Lee. Lee crosses to Brady. Brady for three. Got it. Brady James. Automatic tonight. The Bears push it up to 61-23. Riley up top. Into traffic. Gets it to Dennis. Lost the handle on it in the paint, pushes one up, rims out, and he draws the foul. And Dennis will go to the line, shooting two for the Tigers.
It's going to be on Brady Aldermatt, first foul of this quarter on the Bears. Number five to the line, Dennis.
Free throws, no good. Bears with. Caden Lee on the floor. Second free throw. For three, no good. Get to the top of the rim. They're going to call a foul on the rebound on the Bears.
Probably Brady. He acted like he fouled. Anyway, Brady James. Or Brady Aldermatt, rather. Yeah, maybe his third personal foul.
Bears will probably have an opportunity to stretch their bench a little bit as we get into this third quarter and head toward the fourth. Arthur across midcourt. Work it to the. He takes a step. And the Bears go up by 40.
You know, Brady Aldermatt does that sometimes.
Good
with his good hand.
Yeah. DJ Riley ahead to Guerra into the game. Lobs it to Dennis. Dennis goes baseline and he's bumped by Brady Aldermatt.
Let's be number four on Brady.
Not a ton of contact there, but Brady got the whistle. The Tigers will take it out underneath their basket. Thompson comes in for Aldermatt. 4:20 to get in the third quarter.
40-point lead for the Bears.
Right. Lob it into the Arthur at midcourt. Dribble. Oh, that was a. Rogers was just hot. But a good job by Dennis to kind of sell that.
He didn't flop, though.
He didn't flop. He did a nice job.
First time I was
selling it.
I've heard that call.
Tiger ball. 14 fouls on Bears. Houston will shoot from here on out in the third quarter. Arthur tips it back to Guerra. Up top to Riley. Left side for Dennis. Dennis drives in. Leaves it for Arthur in the paint. Shot up. Missed it. Partially tipped by Thompson. Thompson throws it into traffic. Riley takes it back to Guerra. Open layup. Lays it up and in. Caden Guerra. with the basket. 63-25 is the Bear lead with 3:45. Long three by Colby is no good. Rebound underneath by the Tigers. Arthur. It's loose. In the paint, jumper won't go. Rogers with the rebound. Jace. Cross midcourt. Picked up by Riley, and Jace just lost the ball. Guerra flies, picks it up. Tigers take it back, throws it ahead to Riley. Up top to Arthur. Arthur has it tipped away. Gets it underneath. Shot up and good. Reverse layup by Daly. And Coach Forrest is going to call the timeout. Things got slow.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team.
Paycheck to your first home. Starting your own business or celebrating your retirement. We're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Troops down. Bears get it ahead to Thompson into the corner. Three ball by Blaine. Altermat is no good. Rebound tip. Dennis has it. It's taken away by Colby, but they're going to call it quick jump ball. Possession arrow will stay with the Tigers.
Really?
Looks like that was a steal by Colby, but that's the quickest jump whistle you're ever going to see. Arthur and Riley talk to each other as DJ brings it across midcourt. Riley to the right side for Arthur. Takes the screen, gives it to Daly on the right wing, back to Riley. Riley gets in the paint, sends it back to Arthur. Arthur attacks to the paint, to the basket. Layup is good.
6-0 run by the Tigers.
Colby in the backcourt. He's got 2 red jerseys in front of him, and he has it taken away. Dennis pulls up in the paint. Won't go. Rogers fouled hard by Dennis, and Dennis is fouled out of the game. Bears will take possession. 14 foul on the Tigers.
Throw it to a forward.
Coach joined the high school staff for this year. Bears work out of the press and the league.
Just turnovers on the Bears. That's unusual.
Tigers will inbound. Put on a clinic, and Rogers will head to the line, trying to complete the 3-point play. Student section enjoy. Puts the Bears back. Substitution for the Tigers. Zurich comes in. Guerra comes out. Rogers free throw. Let's go in the third quarter. Riley across the timeline. Takes the screen right side. Open three. Got it. Riley's got a nice shot from beyond the arc. Tigers still trying to get back in this game. Rogers to Brady James, and he throws it away.
It was tipped.
Tipped. Yeah, it'll stay with Willow.
Houston tipped it.
Left in the court. 3 puts the Bears up 69-32. Bit of a letdown about midway through this quarter, and Bears trying to kind of recapture some momentum. Seniors stepped up to kind of put things under control.
Yeah, he's put a little charge in the Bears.
And he'll replace Brady in the lineup for the Bears. Tigers will end down underneath their basket. Riley tips it into the corner. Root for three. It's no good. Rogers with the rebound ahead to Thompson. Thompson to the basket. Layup, no good. Rebound, foul on the rebound on Rogers or Colby. We'll see who they're going to call. Colby picks up the foul with 1:17 to go in the third, and Houston will shoot free throws.
Not Root at the line. Not as many free throws this quarter as there was in the first half, but this will be the quarter for the Tigers.
First one is in. He'll take over for Blaine Altomat. McGinnis has had some good minutes off the bench, trying to get a little more playing time. The score. Gets around, gets it across midcourt. To the logo, to Lee. Left side for McGinnis. Up top, Lee. Takes one dribble. Back three right side.
To your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement. We're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
...74-37 lead, and they go back court. And it'll be another turnover on the Bears, and Bears are going to look back at this game, and if Coach Forrest wants to address some things, turnovers will definitely be a
turnover number...
Riley into the backcourt for Arthur. Arthur with the logo with 8. Spins to the free throw line, draws the foul. And Coach Forrest
calling on
offensive foul there. but he's not going to get it. Thompson's going to be whistled for the foul. And Arthur will go to the line shooting two. A lot of free throws again. Free throw is no good by Arthur. Arthur had the hot. He's really kept him in the ball game in the first quarter.
He did.
But Bears have done a better job on him as the game has gone on. Quarter with Willow leading Houston 74-38. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to...
It is the mission of Cox Health Center in Willow Springs to be the best for the community we serve by showing safety, compassion, respect, and integrity. As part of that mission, our nurse practitioners are offering extended hours on most days beginning at 7:30 a.m. Our mission, vision, and values are at the core of everything we do every day. Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, located on Main Street next to Booster Field.
Want to make a lasting impression with your...
KUKU 100.3.
First FCA game of the year for the Willow Springs Bears, and they're enjoying their Peach Queen night, leading 74-38 as we begin the fourth quarter. The servo clock will be on. Bears one. That's four in school. Good. Well after the shot and the rebound, and they'll get Caden Lee for something. I'm not sure what. Yeah.
Third foul on Caden Lee.
But then shooting. Okay. Arthur. Short by Arthur. Timing of the whistle. That was the main thing.
This is so late.
Extraordinarily late. McGinnis comes out. Dean back in for the Bears. Clock running with 7 minutes to play. Arthur's second free throw is good. Brady James across midcourt. Blaine Altermat up top. Left side for Rogers. Jace takes a step in. Backs it off to Lee. Right side for Blaine. Up top, Brady James. Brady goes to the basket, layup, count it, one. With his back to the basket, Brady James hits the layup to go and draws the foul. And the sophomore continues to develop this year for the Bears.
Yes. Got a couple of these coming out parties.
Out of bounds, it'll stay with the Bears. And Jay Sisko checks into the game for Jace Rogers with 5:30 to play. Sisko, the senior, probably out there for the remainder of the game. Lee, the break. Brady James at midcourt. Sisko on his side. Takes a couple dribbles. Needs some help. directly across midcourt. Right side, Root for three, got it. Aiden Root for three, 76-42, 4:45. For the Tigers. Root across the timeline to Arthur. On a little run here, halfway through the fourth quarter. Brady James to Caden Lee to Cisco. Brady James, long three. No good this time. Rebound underneath. There's got to be a foul as Caden Lee got sandwiched between a couple of Tigers. And he'll head to the line shooting two as well. Come out.
Yeah.
Lee slaps the ball. Thought it was shooting, but it was a four. Rutgers in the corner with the Bears leading by 32. Dean, free throw line jumper, good. James Dean. Bears go up 78-44. 3:20 left to go. DJ Riley to the left block to the basket, blocked by either James or Lee, and I'm not sure they'll call him. And that'll send Riley back to the free throw line.
Fourth foul on Colby James.
Colby. 34-point lead by the Bears. Riley's free throw is short. Blaine Altermat in for James Dean.
Brady. Brady Altermat, rather.
Watch out! Clock running with 2:40. Left to go. We'll be back here on Tuesday night for the Bears and the Gainesville Bulldogs. Second free throw, no good. Cisco with the rebound. Tipped out of bounds on the pass by the Tigers. Bears will inbound at midcourt with 2.5 minutes to go.
80 points has been the high water mark for the Bears so far this year.
That was that 80 against Aurora. 2 minutes and change to try to get over 80 and maybe a little bit more. Colby to the right side. He'll hand it to Lee, trying to run a play to get the senior Cisco a basket. Lee to the right side. He'll hand it to Colby James. Back to Rogers. Rogers. Big head fake. One arms it into the corner for Lee. Lee looks inside. Back to Colby. Colby in the paint. Runner. Count it. No. It brims out. Did draw the foul, and Colby will go to the line. Shooting two for the Bears. That was on Gavin Daly.
Be his first. And we're down to go in the game with the clock moving. And the ball on stage. What was that?
I think it was a spin. Oh, we've got the ball. A little activity going on in
something
the area.
Something happening up there that was distracting everybody.
McGinnis back, replacing Rogers. He gets a nice hand from the pack out here at Mumford Gym. Student section is kind of filtered out. Comes out. Thompson is in. 80-44 Bears. 1 minute to go. Tigers slowly inbound it. And Riley to Root, right side. We get back to DJ. Nope. The corner for Grange with 30 seconds to play. Grange. Left. Loses the handle on it. Back to Riley. Riley. Fakes the three. He'll give it to Grange with 12. Grange out of control and a foul called.
I'd be probably on Brady all
there.
Man, probably.
They won't matter because there's only 3 seconds on the clock.
Yeah.
The clock will run out and the Bears will win it. 80-44.
is the final. On Hoop Queen night, the Bears are victorious, and we'll come back to Sox Coach Forrest in 1 minute. You're listening to...
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24-7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team.
Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Four is the final. Willow goes to 7-6 on the season. Tigers drop to 2-9. Joined by Forrest and Coach, a nice way to bounce back. I know there was a disappointing loss last weekend against Hollister, and you get your first game at home, and
yeah.
Just about. NSCA opponent.
Yeah. And, you know, we've heard them, you know, outside of their parents, and just a select few. Probably not a ton of people traveling to watch us, so I'm glad to have a good crowd out to watch the boys. And they played, you know, we did some things tonight that we did really well. We got a little sloppy. We didn't do as great. You know, man to man on some ball screens and some switches and stuff like that. But, you know, we had a good second quarter, really good second quarter. I think we only gave up 6 points. And our goal was 10 points a quarter given up, and we give up 44. So pretty close. But, you know, like you said, any night, you know, normally most nights we're leaning heavy on Jace and we're leaning heavy on Colby. And, you know, I think that, you know, Colby kind of had an off-night shoot, and he was kind of over here kind of frustrated. And I told him, I said, listen, I said, the nights that we don't have to lean heavy on you and somebody – Tuesday night, and then we get a revenge game, go back to Mansfield. Okay, I've been kind of waiting on that one for a while.
Yeah.
So, and excited.
Back-to-back home games, and try to get a little.
If we could just ever put it on, you know, we can compete for the conference and put us in contention. You know, we want to be playing our best basketball come mid-February, so we're still working to that goal, and we got to get better every day.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Coach Forrest and the Bears, nice win tonight. 80-44 was the final. We'll get Larry mic'd back up and take a look at the final stats, and we talked about some back. So much on Jace and Colby, and I think the scorebook will probably bear that out.
Yeah, it does. But little brother Brady had an excellent night. He had 5 trays in the ball game and 27 points to lead all scorers. So, but I missed somebody somewhere 2 points in that third quarter, and I'm going to give him to Colby and give him 10. I meant to check with the official score, and I did not do that. Lee had 9 in the ball game. Blaine Alderman had 7. Dean had 7.
and Brady Aldermatt had 2 points for the Bears in the winning effort. Bears were 12 out of 17 from the free throw line in the ball game, so a pretty good percentage there. For Houston Tigers. Guerrera had two, 6 points for Root and two for Daly, and they were 11 out of 21 from the free throw line, so not shooting percentage. 16 turnovers for the Houston Tigers, but I think Coach referenced the sloppiness at times in the Bears' performance. But the Bears, I think maybe the first time this year, out-rebounded the opponent 22-19. So some good
Don't forget next week, Monday night, field, and then Tuesday night we'll be back with you as the Bears host the Gainesville Bulldogs. Bears go to 7.
That's it for this broadcast of Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3. This broadcast was brought to you by these sponsors: Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, Frigga Tire Service Incorporated, G&W Foods, Monarch Realty, Ozarks Healthcare, Shelter Mutual Insurance Agent Robert Hollis, Simmons Bank, State Farm Insurance Agent Justin Shelby, West Plains Bank and Trust, and Taylor Grubaugh Chevy. We'll catch you all another time for another chapter in Willow Springs Bears Sports next time on KUKU 100.3.